You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, we focus on a big story that has emerged from the United Kingdom. Abdullah Hamdok has been arrested. This is a big development. We're joined by Ali Ali, who is an independent writer and scholar in Islamic studies and political economy of the Muslim world, who speaks to us live from the United Kingdom. Ali, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. As we understand, Abdullah Hamdok has been arrested. Tell us, how big a story is this? Is there any indication with regards to his whereabouts at this stage?
The news I've gathered so far is that Hamdok is under house arrest. So that might just mean he's still in his own house residence, or otherwise he's been detained somewhere. But this is as far as we know. With regards to the other members of his cabinet, the news is they are arrested. They might be in jail now.
Yes. What has been, some of the events that have followed this arrest? Has there been any sort of protests in Khartoum?
Yes, I think there's been a protest almost everywhere in Khartoum and maybe other cities as well. I understand the main city, the main port city of Port Sudan has witnessed large demonstrations. Madani, south of Khartoum, one of the large cities in Sudan also, and other major cities as well. So this has been not only in Khartoum, it's been everywhere. There's been demonstrations going out, and it's an expected reaction to the events that started this morning. So, yes, there's a large-scale demonstrations in the main cities of Sudan so far. And I think it's still going. There are some unfortunate news of wounded and some unconfirmed news about fatalities as well. But these are all to be confirmed. The problem now is that there's no internet connection, and it's very difficult to get confirmed news from Sudan so far.
Yes. So how do we make sense of this? Do we call it what it is? Is it a coup, at the moment? How do we categorize what has transpired?
It's very difficult to call it anything but a coup. Even if, commentators or Sudanese parties who are not in line or not supporters of the government of Abdullah Hamdok, I still think it would be very difficult for anyone to call the events that took place this morning anything but a coup. Abdullah Hamdok, who's the head of the government, is under house arrest. The constitutional charter, that is the constitution governing the transitional period in Sudan, has been suspended mostly, and the military is in charge. So if this is not a coup, I don't know what else is.
Yes. Has there been any reaction from the international community?
The usual condemnation, which you would also expect, yes. So I think there's been statements from the United Nations, the European Union, the African Union, but that's expected. We need to bear in mind that there's been quite an eventful few weeks with regards to diplomatic activity in Khartoum, and American the Americans, I think, were meeting with Abdullah Hamdok and General Burhan only a couple of days ago. So it doesn't take much to think that some of what's been going on this morning has been discussed, at least to some degree. Whether or not this has been approved or disapproved remains to be known, but it's not to be thought as a coincidence that all this diplomatic activity has been taking place only 2 days before the events of today.
What can we expect next?
Burhan, in his statement, General Burhan, said that he will form a government of unaffiliated, unpoliticized Sudanese, and he will form a transitional revolutionary, quote-unquote, parliament, and other state institutions that will take care of running the transitional period in Sudan. This was said before. So we remember when Bashir, the last general governing Sudan, when he was toppled in 2019, April, General Ibn Auf, who was in charge for 1 day, had more or less the same statements and promises. He said he will form a government from non-politicized Sudanese members of the community, and that this will be for 2 years, and then we will go for general elections. Now, it's more or less the same now. So what matters is how much will they actually stick to their promise. And that's, by experience, is something that is in doubt. But we'll wait and see.
Yes. We will wait and see how things unfold. We appreciate the update, Ali. Jazakumullah khair for sharing that update with us.
No problem. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam.